Good morning once again, Albuquerque. Welcome back to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTVL. I am your host, Sean Boccaccini. My co-host is finally back in town, Vincent Trujillo. Welcome home, sir.
Hello, and thank you. I'm glad to be back.
We're going to have to talk about the reasons you were gone, but before we do, we want you to know that Go Local Boom is sponsored by Rocketbox SEO. Rocketbox SEO and web design will launch your business into the next dimension online. It's always important to have an online profile, so check us out at 505-453-9595 or rocketboxseo.com. Our first guest this morning is, it's just so exciting to have her in here. I've met with her a few times to talk about collaboration between her and our other companies. She's an author. She's a marketing extraordinaire. She's actually been a radio personality herself before.
Wow.
So Lucille Friedland, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning to both of you.
Lucille Friedland is the owner, operator extraordinaire at Friedland Marketing, and she's here to talk about all of the things that she can do to help your business and also the things that she's doing to grow her own. So before we get into it, Lucille, you want to give us your contact information so that when people get really excited about what you do, they can reach out to you?
I would love to. I'm a marketing troubleshooter, consultant, personal and business coach, as well as author, and my phone number is 505-504-3404. My website is www.friedlandmarketing.com, FriedlandMarketing.com.
And her email, friedland7@aol.com. You designed your own website.
I did, and I also built it, yes.
Yeah, so when you guys go online to check her out, you'll see that that's a product of her own, the fruit of her own labors. So it's pretty exciting because we're web design people as well, and I love it when, you know, people take the initiative to work on their business so much that they've designed their own website and so on. That is something that you can hire somebody to do for you, just like bookkeeping, but I always respect when somebody takes the time to learn how to do it, and it's easier to manage it also when you built it, right?
Thank you. I am looking at possibly moving to a WordPress website in the future because I think WordPress is great. I know y'all create WordPress websites, and so I will hopefully be upgrading in the future to something web.
Yes, indeed. We definitely prefer the WordPress platform because we know that it's important to have your online presence optimized really well so that Google will refer you when people are searching for your industry. We want Google to show them your business, and WordPress is a much more user-friendly, internet-friendly platform. So in any case, I would absolutely suggest that to you. So it's a good idea. Okay, Lucille, tell us what your ideal client is. What kind of people are you looking to do business with today?
Well, I specialize in businesses that are having problems making their marketing work, or they're ready to grow from a cocoon to a butterfly.
Mm.
I have in the past helped my former clients and employers to grow up to 30-fold in revenue and or valuation.
Wow.
So a business that's wanting to do that is marvelous. I've also helped the City of San Jose programs that I developed. I developed 13 of them to go worldwide and to be actually part of the national U.S. government programs.
Oh, wow. How exciting is that?
So I have a lot of experience in really growing opportunities enormously. What I love to do is to do marketing in the most effective manner possible, and that is with starting off with market research, competitive analysis, creating a business plan, a marketing plan, and then basing the marketing pieces on that.
So at times you need to get them into the cocoon before they can even evolve into the butterfly.
Right, exactly. And I'm also great at creating creative concepts. I can either do full service marketing or special projects. We've won lots of awards in the past, myself and my team that I've supervised in the past. And then also I include my clients in that because they were doing really exciting things. And so I love it when clients are innovative and they're ethical. They're willing to be guided by me, but provide their input as to what they want and
so
review what I provide.
Participate in the metamorphosis. That's the word that I missed a moment ago.
Right.
It wasn't evolved from the cocoon.
That's a good word for it.
Go through the process of metamorphosis. So you actually have a butterfly on your lapel pin. So I assume that this is your spirit animal and your business logo, and you use the chrysalis analogy pretty frequently.
Right. My company symbol is the butterfly, And it's because I want my clients to grow from a cocoon to a butterfly, really to optimize their success.
That's pretty cool. Our company logo is a rocket. For the same reason.
Just a mechanicalized butterfly.
Vince actually describes himself as the launch coordinator. Mm-hmm. That's his title at the business. So, Vince, what are you picking up so far from Friedland Marketing?
Well, I think it's pretty interesting. It sounds like, you know, you say that you focus a little bit on the marketing aspect. But it also sounds like you're almost like a little bit of a business consultant in general. Obviously, to be able to give some good foundational marketing advice, you also have to understand the business and understand how businesses operate. Is that something you focus on with your clients?
I do. Not only do I have a master's degree in mass communications with a focus in public relations, but I recently gained a bookkeeping certificate from CNM.
Oh,
and I also have a lot of experience trained through the city of San Jose and other situations with organizational development and strategic planning, as well as economic development.
Just not a marketing thing, because, you know, a lot of times people say, well, marketing. Marketing is
and that
one of
can
those...
be intangible. The yeah. word marketing right. can be confusing. People don't, well, what is marketing to you? And you could get a different answer from every person in the business, right?
Right. And marketing is not something that's just as easily written off as one aspect. It has to kind of be implemented and touch all aspects of your business. You kind of have to know all aspects of a business to be able to offer good marketing advice. Now, you've mentioned San Jose a couple of times. For our listeners out there who may not know what that is, do you want to you had told me a little bit about that before the show, and I thought it was very interesting.
Yes. I used to work not only for the city of San Jose as a program developer.
Where is San Jose?
It's the capital of Silicon Valley. It's in the San Francisco Bay Area. But I also worked on the redevelopment agency for the city of San Jose as a graduate school intern, and that helped to grow San Jose to the world leader of high technology innovation, and also there's a biomedical field as well. I know that these are things that Albuquerque is interested in growing, and I had the chance to sit at the table with the redevelopment agency, see how it was done, and create special projects. The special projects that I worked on were part of a team, and or in some cases I did them on my own, but they helped to not only grow Silicon Valley into what it is, but also attract various corporations such as the world headquarters for Adobe Systems, which was two towers.
That is phenomenal. What great experience and you know, pedigree, if you will, to go on your resume. I want to touch for a moment on the fact that so many good opportunities come from internships. I know that my daughter has experienced some, and many others are in the field that they interned in, not necessarily because they planned for that to be the field that they utilize their degree in once they graduate, but because the relationships and opportunities that were formed and created during the internship really shaped the direction or pointed them in the direction that they ended up going in their career. So congratulations to you for being able to do that and then, you know, taking it a step further.
Thank you. Yes, I ended up working for the city of San Jose for the city manager's office, and I developed 13 of their leading community relations program. The city of San Jose became the world leader in community relations programs, and many of the programs that I developed became national and international, as well as part of the U.S. federal government.
That's really cool.
So a great background in almost organizing, organization, talking about foundational elements of civics, you know, on the civic side for the city building. How do you apply that to businesses? So what is a little bit of your process? A new client comes to you, loves your pedigree, loves your background and experience, and they have a particular type of business. What is a little bit of a process? I don't know if you want to use a case, a successful case story that you have, a study that you have, or just talk about some recent experiences that you have very quickly here. Just give us an example of how that works.
Okay. Well, I like to start with market research, move to competitive analysis, business plan, marketing plan, and marketing pieces based on that. And what I do is I learn about their field. I have applied what I learned with the city of San Jose because I was able to explain very complex government services to the community, get their input, so have two-way communications. I also do surveys and things like that. I can build e-newsletters, and was able to create enormous organizational change within the city of San Jose. One of the programs I developed was a neighborhood development center, and I worked heavily in the construction field with the redevelopment agency for the city of San Jose.
So you pretty much develop a strategy for each business based upon what they do and what their needs are, whether they know what they are when you come on or not.
Right, right.
And so you're an author.
Yeah.
And we shift gears here a little bit because we only have a little bit of time left. But I wanted to touch on, so is what you do some of the content of the book? The book is titled You Can Prosper, How to Do More with Less. And we just had another author on, one of the local supplement companies, Max Nutrition, Max Drive Nutrition. And he wrote a book as well, 19 Hours, The New Workday, right? So it's interesting that there's multiple people coming in that have the same perspective. So tell us about the book.
Yes, I wrote the book, You Can Prosper, How to Do More with Less, because I ended up in some serious car crashes when I moved to New Mexico, and I was bedridden for many years, so I needed to learn how to do things incredibly quickly and effectively, and spiritually in an organized manner, and I wrote my findings in the book, and then I found out from my sister that what I had written was actually supported by scientific research.
Oh,
so
wow.
I went back and did the research and provided that input. It's written in fourth grade English. It's very simple. That's one of the things I learned with the city of San Jose and other employers was how to write things quickly and simply.
So that it's easier for people to read and understand.
Yes. And also, FYI, I've consulted in a variety of fields, including high tech, medical, construction. I've done all of these heavily, government, nonprofits, legal, financial areas, and many others, including American Indian.
Really strong skill sets that you bring to the table. It's been great talking to you so far.
Thank you so much.
So, we're working on building relationships, and Go Local Boom is always looking to support. So we really look forward to helping you in the process with the next customer that you bring on. And we're going to make sure that we stay connected. Tell us one more time how they can reach you if somebody wants to get a hold of you.
505-504-3404 or www.friedlandmarketing.com. I'm also available to give presentations on marketing that people said were really excellent. And in the future, I can give a presentation on my book as well.
Thank you so much, Lucille. Friedland Marketing. You're listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. Coming up, we're going to give you some tips and tricks on how to market your business online. Go Local Boom is rocking out this morning. Welcome back. We appreciate you hanging out with us. We are excited about this second segment because we're just going to go through some local marketing trends that are going on right now and that will continue through the year next year. Go Local Boom, after all, is an online business directory as well as this local business radio show, which we provide as free resources to locals. Anybody that owns a local business wants to come in and talk about what they do would typically have to pay for 15 minutes on air. It's a very valuable resource. And then Go Local Boom is also an online business directory, right? Great online advertising profiles, if you will. There's many different options and ways that you can use that. And what some people don't know is that Go Local Boom actually started as a print mailer. So Vince, my partner Vince, good morning, sir. How you doing?
Great to be here, Sean, again.
Yeah, came up with the idea for Go Local Boom just as an advertising coupon resource for local businesses. And I have a background in advertising sales, both radio and print. And so Go Local Boom is this brainchild, the baby that we created because there weren't enough resources supporting local businesses in the community. And it's not one that we do for profit. Go Local Boom is powered by Rocketbox. Rocketbox SEO is generous enough to sponsor the show, create this resource and this platform. We partnered with Cumulus and have just, you know, decided that we want to give this as an incentive, a reward, a thank you. Please continue doing business in the community. We appreciate you. We want a sustainable economy. We want local business to succeed first. So here's a couple of ways that you can do that. Hopefully, people have caught on that have been on the show. They listen to the show, and listeners of the show appreciate the information we're about to share because Vince has brought a great wealth of knowledge for us in terms of local marketing trends and so on that are going on now and that will continue through next year. So you want to jump in here?
Yeah, right. You know, there's we always are on the lookout for what's going on, what kind of trends there are in the community, what kind of local business trends are going to help businesses, entrepreneurs leverage themselves so they can maximize their business.
And this is great information for us to have and use when guests are on the show, because they get to learn the stuff that we talk about, right? You learn what you need to teach, in my opinion. And so it's great that we're able to share this information with folks.
Right. So there's a couple articles out there and a couple of different summaries of what trends are going on right now that affect small business. Small business owners are always trying to find ways to reach more customers, improve their brand, or really just to get more customers and revenues in for their business. And we're in support of that at all times. We're always looking for that. So a couple of online trends that are going on right now. We want to start off with one. A lot of people have talked about this before, and this doesn't apply to all businesses. But if you're a business that happens to be visually, you know, visual marketing is very important in the modern age right now. People are using it on Facebook, on Instagram. A lot of people feel that you got to be on top of your visual marketing.
Meaning imagery in your posts and on your website has to be clean and has to give them some sense of engagement.
Yeah. So, you know, when in a digital world, you're not always inside the business. Like, you know, in the old school days, you'd walk down the boulevard, you walk into a business and get a feel for the business. Now online is that way that people walk around and check out businesses.
I just had that experience this morning. I have to pick a new primary care provider, and I found a few online that are providers for my insurance, right? And it was actually the photos of the lobby, the inside, the reception area, and so on, that really gave me a feel of connection. Like, I think I could see myself in that place. It looks pretty clean. It's well put together. The color scheme was great photography. And really, I didn't even realize it until you mentioned it just now. That's what had helped me to make my decision to call them and schedule an appointment.
Right. So, you know, you're a small business. You have pride, and you're doing a good job. Businesses nowadays, you're staying in business 3 to 5 years. If you get through that hump and you actually survive through it, it's because you're doing good business. You have good products or services. You have good customer service, and you make your clients feel welcome to where you're at. So if you have those things going on, a good product, if you're a food, you know, or any other service-based industry, you can show those visually through photographs, through videos. All that's becoming very important. Platforms like Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all of those, you can put images on there, and you should be doing it. If you're a successful small business, show it off, because there's things that people like about your business, maybe the inside of your place, maybe your customer. If it's customer service, you can use photos of your staff. If you have very friendly staff and you're known for that, show pictures of your staff helping people out, smiling. If you have great product, show a picture of that product online.
You know, you did a really good job of giving me this understanding of the way a website works, and you made the analogy that your website is your marketing person. Your website is your salesperson. It needs to be presentable, dressed really nicely, user-friendly, very informative, armed with all of the facts about your products and a value proposition. But the cool thing about your website is that they can interact with your salesperson from home in the middle of the night, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, any time that they need to get an idea of who you are and what you do, whether or not they want to do business with you. All they have to do is look at your website. However, I agree with you that there are some online, you know, there's some presences online or some websites online that don't do the best job of that. It's not really user-friendly. It doesn't flow well. It takes a long time to load. It doesn't have quite high-quality images or good copy written in there. It's not the most compelling and positive experience.
Right.
And Google actually recognizes that as well. If those things, if there are a lot of factors in your website that aren't user-friendly and aren't organized well, then Google won't even show your website, you know, as it compares to your competitors, because they might have their website organized a little bit better.
Yeah, you know, so that's just one of the many things that businesses do. This segment, we're going to focus more a little bit on that, and then the next one we can talk about how you can improve some of these things more. But yeah, have your website, have your social properties, all of that convey who your business is. That's how people get an idea of who you are. That's not going away. We're even seeing things advance now, like under the video side of things, where you can even get 3D tours. That's a new thing. Some local vendors are doing it. Some of our guests who've been here in the past, photographers, are delving into doing these great video tours. So you do a video tour, they record it with their cameras. Later on, you can actually put on these goggles, and Google's providing it too, that where you can actually do a tour of the facility.
And whether it's a property you're interested in buying or a chiropractor, you want to know what it looks like in there, because you're going to get cracked up, you know?
Exactly. So that's something that's not going away. That's a trend that's continuing on. You got to think about how it applies to your business. Another trend, and this is, you know, not as a, you know, for our smaller businesses, this becomes a thing, and I've noticed it here locally. Mobile payments. The trend of being able to pay, you know, with some of your iPhone apps or your Android apps.
So what you're talking about is if I don't want to carry cash or a debit card and I have my account synced in my mobile device, and a lot of people are doing this, you can just scan the mobile device at the register and pay that way.
Right.
But not everybody has the technology to accept that form of payment.
So there's actually two ways this applies to a local business's listing right now. Number one is you have to be in – you know, and a lot of people do not like it, but I believe you should be accepting payments through some online platform. So you have to be able to accept credit cards. This is even down to the food trucks. It always boggles my mind. I go to a food truck, great food truck.
Cash only.
And I understand the reasoning for it, but if you look online, and we're going to start providing some of these resources too, there's already statistics that show businesses that are cash only, while you build a very loyal following and you're steadfast in that, you're actually losing money nowadays because our credit cards are going to chip. We actually have the mobile web payments with the phones to be able to slide things over. People are going more digital. If you are only accepting cash, you're missing out on more customers than you would be seeing the cost of those web
payments. And that's the main argument, right? Is that we don't want to pay the credit card processing fees.
Right.
If we have this system, then we have to pay a percentage of every transaction. But look, the amount that you're paying per transaction when people use that pales in comparison to the amount that you would lose because people don't have cash.
Right.
I'm one of those people. I don't typically carry cash. It becomes very convenient when people are in the parking lot trying to bum money from me. I just say, sorry, dude, I don't carry cash, you know?
Right.
But it's also one of those things where I have to go get cash. All of my transactions, my payment, my salary, my everything is direct deposited. It's all online. It's virtual money at this point. And if I can't purchase your goods and services with this form of payment, then you may not get my business.
Right. And that's something that you get, that the statistics are in on that. And it applies differently to different businesses, but you have to be able to accept credit card payments. They have such affordable solutions now that you can even swipe it on almost any phone you can own, except some of the older versions of the of phones. You can swipe it between 2-3%. You're getting an additional customer. If you know your margins, you can do the math very quickly on what that means to you. If you're a food-based business, you know your margins very well, and you know that you should be able to pay 2-3% for that customer because the lost revenues of the people. You should start counting it now. People come up to your truck or your business and they say, you only accept cash. That's a lost customer. Start counting those every day. Add them up in a month and then do the math for 2-3% it would have cost to kept those customers. And you're going to find out that it would have been worthwhile to have a payment processing system. And even looking into the advanced technologies now where people are able to swipe their phones, that means that they're not only not carrying cash, some people in the future will stop carrying credit cards and leave it all on their phones now. So it's a trend that you cannot ignore.
That's absolutely true, and you have the opportunity to explain to the customers you would prefer cash if they carry cash, you know, but we also accept these methods of payment, and the reason that we prefer cash is because we don't pay fees on it and so on. But yes, I've had this conversation with multiple businesses because we've got a lot of local payment processing services like Lavoo and 8 days a week and so on. And it's great to have that local resource here, face to face person that you can, you know, that will manage your account and so on. But, the technology is growing and you're absolutely right. The traditional methods of payment are going away.
Right. Right. So those are the two major, a couple of the major trends that we're seeing. One of the last ones, and this is something that's funny because a lot of people feel they know their customer base. A lot of the businesses we have, especially, you know, in Albuquerque, we have some traditional businesses that have been around for a while. We have some brand new businesses that are getting a loyal following. Who are you seeing in these new businesses and these traditional businesses? You're seeing a younger generation. So we're having to watch out for millennials and Generation Y and how they want to interact with businesses.
Be accommodating to your customer base.
Absolutely. And I've heard both sides of this. You see some of these businesses and they're like, well, here's all of these, you know, for lack of better words, that they call them, you know, here's these hipsters. Here's these young guys coming in. They're dressed a little funny. They're the generation, you know, they're the millennials.
Every generation has that experience,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. But they interact with businesses in a particular way. They're very digital-based, too. Sometimes they want to find that little out-of-the-way place. They'll go and look. You got to have your stuff geared towards Generation Y and the apps they're on, too. Some of these are, you know, they'll look on Facebook, they'll look for reviews online, they'll look at Yelps, they'll look at different online, they'll look at Instagram.
Man, I can't tell you how many businesses I find online that don't have reviews, that don't have social platforms. And these are not things that require a ton of time to manage, but the time that you invest pays dividends, because online reviews and social media platforms are important. Not that you have to do it for hours every day, right, but it's just important to ask your customer, did you have a good experience? Hey, would you go check us out online and give us a positive review?
Exactly. So a lot of businesses that I've noticed here locally, there's two types. Some of these traditional businesses are changing their methods, and they'll be online because, you know, if you're somebody that sells one of the best burritos in Albuquerque and you have 100 people a month, new people adding reviews about your burritos, there is no downside to that. Mm-hmm. There is absolutely no downside to that. It creates a dominance effect for your product in the market, and you need to cater to those people who are online digital. And some of these people are using Instagram, Snapchat. Not saying that you have to understand even what it is yet, but just to understand that these are the people that will sustain your business for the next 10 or 20 years. These are the younger people who are looking for those great local businesses. You have to also appeal to them and try to bring them in.
And listen, don't worry about negative reviews. There are always those people out there that are going to, you know, say something if they don't have the experience that they're expecting. However, negative reviews are typically drowned out by all of the positive reviews. If you have a good business and you're doing a good job, then the negative reviews will be buried by the positive reviews. And if you're getting a lot of negative reviews, you might want to consider taking a look at those and improving your customer service or the quality of your product and so on, because those things are important.
Absolutely. So those are the trends to watch out for. We need to stay on top of that. Some of these articles we're going to start posting on Go Local Boom. We're going to start giving some advice to local businesses on how they can continue to enhance their presence online, offline, what trends, what products or services are helping businesses nationally that might be able to help your business here locally, and how to reach out to your target customers.
Yeah, we always do our best to stay ahead of industry trends and tools and keep you guys informed. But most importantly, we want you to know that we appreciate you very much, and that you can always check out Go Local Boom online or listen to the show Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. if you're interested in staying on top of those things and getting with the program. We try to be a consistent source of information for you, both in terms of online information, right? We're now using radio as a digital platform, so it's important for us to, you know, stay on top of the numbers, the return on investment, and so on when it comes to that. But most importantly, create a platform for businesses to come in here and tell us what they do so that you guys can support them, because our economy is so much more sustainable when we do business with local business first. Buy a breakfast burrito at Blake's, 70% of that dollar stays here. Buy it at McDonald's, 70% of that dollar leaves here. So that's what this is all about. All right, folks, we're going to have another great segment as it relates to online marketing and your business coming back on Go Local Boom. You're listening to 1050 KTBL. Welcome back to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We want you to know how important an online presence is, so Go Local Boom is going to tell you how to get there. Vince Trujillo, founder of Rocketbox SEO, is here with me today, and we're just going to go through some of the things that really matter when it comes to your online presence. Vince, take it away.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Sean. You know, we talk about in our episodes here on Go Local Boom, we bring in entrepreneurs, we bring in community organizations, we bring those people that are important in our community, and we also try to convey why these businesses supporting locals are all important to us. This is the reason we support local businesses. We think it makes our local economy more vibrant and a little bit more and stronger economically. On the other hand, we're also support businesses online through Rocketbox SEO. You know, so Rocketbox SEO is our company that also helps businesses increase their online presence, reach more customers through search.
And for those that don't know, SEO is short for search engine optimization. I still have people ask me that. What is SEO? As if the middle letter is a C. It's a search engine optimization. So Vince, you want to explain to us what SEO is?
Well, search engine optimization is just how do you increase your presence through search. And search being, you know, you go to Google, you go to Yahoo, you go to Bing. Google is the strongest search engine that most people use. Some people use Bing because it came with their computer or it was installed on their as their main browser.
Most of us that know better download Google.
Yeah, Google is a better search engine for a lot of people. Like the results better and the way it looks. That's
for me. It's just so much more user friendly.
Oh, it is. It's user friendly, and I think it gives better results. But everyone's, you know, whatever platform you want to use, just know that when you search for something online, it's search engine optimization that makes the top results come up. And how that is determined is by an algorithm that measures all these different factors that try to put the best results in front of the people searching. So if I'm searching for, you know, burgers in Albuquerque, the search engine tries to figure out what are the best results for that so that the person searching gets the best results for burgers in Albuquerque.
Now, my favorite burger joint is the Little Red Burger Hut. It's down here right outside of Old Town. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows about it. Google doesn't even know about it. Why is that?
Well, they haven't made an effort to either get a website or a social presence online. You know, I like that. I lived just down the street from that place, and I was actually a little upset because it's not always open.
Yeah.
I think they open whenever the heck they want to, and you got to catch them.
And I think they only accept cash, too, don't they?
They only accept cash, too. So one of the reasons they don't come up, and they don't need to come up. You know, there's some of these.
They got a loyal following.
They got a loyal following, and they have their business model set up. You know, they own the building probably. They probably have very low rent or own the building, and they're a family-owned business, and they want to open whenever they want to open.
So these resources aren't for everybody.
No.
Maybe you really appreciate the following that you have and, you know, work on the days that you want to and a schedule that works well for you. So online search engine optimization, website, and these things, they might not benefit every business.
So, you know, local
well,
markets.
Well, I'll correct that. They would benefit every business, but maybe it's not for or the preference of
exactly.
every business owner.
So it's not the preference of every business owner that they need to be on there. Some of these old school local businesses have such a strong following, or they have such a great location in their community and they're known, that they don't necessarily need it. We run across businesses all the time like that, especially food-based businesses, and you know, they have loyal followings and so they don't always need it. But if you're a new business, or if you're an existing business trying to expand and make it through demographic changes, market changes, you need to be online. I mean, the trend is things are online now. We've been saying it for years. People know that. You know, different age groups are online. You know, my mother, who's 65, I know people 75 online.
Well, it's the new phone book. You used to be able to pop open the phone book and alphabetically search for, you know, the service that you need. And at the top of the page, some of them had a big advertisement, a big bright and shiny. They paid more for that. Maybe they got more calls for it. But then there were some of us who don't really want to pay attention to the big guy. We want one of the smaller guys because we feel we're going to get a better service. Well, you know what that phone book is used today? It's used for it props up my monitor on my desk, right? This is the new phone book and the new generation. They're searching online. They're searching for mobile and so on. So how many of those factors are important for me to be found?
Right. So there's so many factors that are important, and really applies to how does your business, what works for your business. Don't do anything that's outside of what really works for your business, because not every business should be out there posting Facebook photos or doing tweets or having this magnificent website. But there are some basics out there that you really need to have in place so that you are found, and if you want to be relevant in your industry for your service or product, you have to have.
You have to be found online.
So, you know, a few of the top things are, one is website presence. So a lot of people say, well, you know, I don't really know about the websites. I don't know how to do them. I don't know why do I need a website? Your website is your online retail location now.
And there are very cost-effective ways to have one designed.
And, you know, we offer, a number of other businesses offer, very affordable website platforms that you can use. You need one nowadays. So you spend a lot of money on your retail location, or you inherited it, or you bought it, or you have a partnership, whatever the reasons, you thought about your retail location being representative of your business. Your online is how people will find you, and they will make a judgment on it. Make sure your website's clean and professional. It doesn't have to be some high-tech website or platform. Just have it clean, represent your business effectively. Have photos and content that let people know about your business. Those people who think you don't really need to have a website also, you know, Albuquerque has more than 1 million-plus people coming through our city here locally. These are coming for Balloon Fiesta, conferences, a number of other things. These people don't know any better than to look online and try to find the best place. Your website is their first place that they'll see that.
They're going to want to find things.
They're going to want to find
where's things. The best burger in Albuquerque.
Right.
They will never find that little hole in the wall dive that has the best burgers in Albuquerque if they don't have a website.
Exactly. So website's one of the big ones. How do you also prop up search engine optimization? Well, you also need to have your website say certain things, be titled and tagged certain ways that tell, you know, your searcher.
So if I'm a cleaning company, I want to be sure that Google knows that my website is relative to the cleaning industry.
Absolutely. You want to have your website with certain titles and tags and descriptions. There's a lot of ways to do it yourself online. There's also a lot of web people and search engine optimization people like Rocketbox SEO that also will optimize your website so it gets found.
And some of these can be done for as little as $50, $100, yeah.
There's a lot of different packages for it.
There are many other packages for larger businesses, but I think that people have a difficult time with online, you know, advertising and whatnot because they think it could be so expensive.
Right. So there's a lot of options for that. It's more about if it's something that you need to do, you need to start researching out there. Go and call a few search engine optimization companies. Talk to a few website companies. There's a lot of providers out there.
Make sure that they are able to be found online as well. Right. If you search SEO or web design and you can't find them on the internet, or if you meet a company out there and you can't find them on the internet for the service that they provide, that's a red flag.
Absolutely. So it's one of those things. You should use that as a factor. If you meet somebody at a networking event and they say to you, do search engine optimization or websites, look them up online. They should be in the top results for that. Rocketbox SEO is in the top results for search engine optimization in Albuquerque.
Pretty nice website, too.
We have a great website. Check us out online. So that's one of the main things. Well, what other factors can help you get found online for your product or service? So if you want to be found on Google, it makes sense you have a Google Business Profile. Nowadays, it's called Google My Business. They might change the name again. They change it every year or so, and as they try to change some of the options that they allow on it. For it's Google My Business, you need a Google Plus profile, and then from that you build your Google My Business profile. It allows you to put your address on there. You start getting reviews to it. These are all very important factors because one is the address allows you to be found on their maps. So if you have a retail location, and even if you have a home-based business, there's options that allow you to enter your home-based business address on there, and then if you do not like want it to be shown, you can just hit an option in the Google My Business dashboard that allows you to click off of that and say, we do not provide services at our address. We provide it at our clients' addresses or to them. So if you are, let's say, a carpet cleaner, or if you're somebody like a cleaning service, you go to people's houses, you can get found on that way through address or through a service area. Social profiles is another thing that's very important. You have to set up your Facebooks, your Twitters. These just provide a lot of branding opportunities that are pointing to your website online. And finally, I would say business directories. You want to be listed in as many business directories
as possible. And Yellow Pages is one, right?
Yellow Pages online has a free option. There's about 100 to 200 business directories that you want to be found for online, and you need to get listed on there. You need to have the appropriate business name, address, phone number, and make sure that you have the proper website address. So you want all of those in your business directories to be listed. If you don't know those, you can look it up. Top business directories to be listed in. Rocketbox SEO also does that. We actually love providing some of these services to clients, meaning we'll set up your website as the number one thing. To number two, we can get you set up on the Google My Business profile. We'll optimize that for you. We'll make sure that's all set up correctly for you. Number three, we can set up your social profiles. You don't always have to use them, but it is important in search to be listed on them. So you want yourself to be listed on in Facebook, Twitter,
and again, number. These are all things that the algorithm looks for. This is not something that we're just pulling out of our hat that we suggest is important for your online presence. This is the stuff that Google says, all right, these guys are a legitimate business. Let's show them to
people. This is how Google differentiates in their algorithm which are the important businesses online and which aren't. They usually have these factors. Business directories being one of the last ones, and we have a whole list of those. We'll do those for you for depending on how much you want. We have a lot of different affordable packages. Number five, you can't stress this enough, you need reviews. You need to be listed in directories of your creation so that you can start getting reviews. Facebook has reviews now. Google Plus has reviews. Yelp has reviews.
And once you set those up, ask your clients for them. Every client that you provide services to, let them know. It would really help us out if you gave us a review.
Absolutely. So those are just some of the factors. If you have any questions about that, feel free to reach out to us, Rocketbox SEO. albuquerque.com. You can reach us by searching online for Albuquerque SEO Company, Albuquerque SEO, Albuquerque Search Engine Optimization. We're always coming up in the top results there. We'd be happy to talk to you. You can also call us at
505-453-9595. Vince, it has been very helpful information having you in here to talk about this. Thank you so much. Hey, folks, coming back, we're going to wrap up, tell you a little bit more about online marketing, local business directories, and what's going on in the community. You are listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We're back with Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL, and we promised you some great information on marketing your business. If you stuck around with us, well, what better information can you have than a free resource to advertise your business? We're trying to test user and listener audience engagement on this show right now. So what we're going to do is this. Check it out. If you are listening right now and you give us a call Saturday, October 29th, 2016, you need a website for your business? We're going to design a free website for you. Anybody that calls in, we're going to choose from the people that call in the one that we want to do business with. And of course, there are going to be some parameters since we're doing it for free. Tremendous value. You're looking at a couple $1,000s for a good website, right? So Vince, why don't you tell us what the stipulations for the contest entry and the winners would be?
And the great thing about this little giveaway is here is that we kind of get to decide who we want to work with, honestly. But here's just some basic parameters. You know, one is we prefer to work with a local business owner. I mean, this is what the show is about, Go Local Boom. We're supporting local businesses.
That's right.
Number one, be a local business or entrepreneur. We also like community organizations, so be a community organization. We're from the
nonprofit networking group.
Absolutely. So we love local business owners. If you have a retail location, that's better. We support those. Number two is if you're a local entrepreneur, you have some sort of business or service that you have up and coming that you want to get a website presence for, we're looking for those. Number three, if you're a community organization, if you're an organization doing good in the community, supporting businesses, supporting people, helping homeless, helping people with job search, whatever it may be, if you're a nonprofit, we love working with you all. We'll give the site away for free too. Those three things are one. Another parameter is that we're looking at if you need a new website. So if you have never had a website before, that's one of our main goals. If you have an existing website, we'll transfer it over to a better looking website for you. This giveaway is about a 5-page free website. Within those parameters, we may give or take a little bit depending on the business, but get engaged, get on here, give us a call, and we will look at it then. Get entered in first, but we are looking at about a 5, maybe 7-page website that we'll do for free.
All right, there you go, Go Local Boom audience. Call Rocketbox SEO at 505-453-9595 if you want to win a free website. And again, we're going to choose from the people that enter. But we really appreciate your engagement. We want to know you're listening to us, that you appreciate the services and the information that we provide here. And if you haven't been on the show yet, don't have your online profile, that's something you should do as well. So again, give us a call, 505-453-9595. And I apologize for those of you that are listening to this podcast sometime in the near future. If it's not Saturday, October 29th, 2016, you missed the boat. You missed your opportunity. But we hope that we'll engage you again later. So in any case, let's run through real quickly, Vince, Friedland Marketing. She was our first guest on the show this morning. This turned into a marketing hour on Go Local Boom today.
Actually did. It was a bunch of good points on marketing. We had a consultant in here that does that. We learned a little bit about her background. She seems to be very good background as she was cut her teeth in the Silicon Valley. Yeah. So she has an interesting model and process. We didn't get to go into it too in depth too much, but we did get to hear what she provides and the valuable history and experience she brings to that.
She's an author now. You Can Prosper, How to Do More with Less by Lucille Friedland is the book that she brought. She gave us as a gift. I'm really interested in utilizing this. You know, the mentors that I follow online, everybody talks about how reading is very important in your growth and your success, makes you more productive at work. You know, meditation and spiritual practices really come in handy. And I'm sure that Lucille has some of that information in this book. So it was great to meet with her. And then, of course, sir, thank you so much for what you've done in creating Go Local Boom and the resources that you have and for taking the time to share all of that wonderful information. This is information that businesses would have to pay for, right?
Right, absolutely. So there's a lot of great stuff that we're giving away for free through Go Local Boom. Contact us also. To get on the radio show, and I'm listed on GoLocalBoom.com, free business directory listing.
Yeah, and for those of you that don't know, GoLocalBoom.com was created before the radio show, and even before that, it was a local business mailer coupon resource. So GoLocalBoom.com is a local business directory. It's geolocated. Anytime you open the website from anywhere you're at in the city, it's going to show you all of the local businesses, locally owned and operated, that are closest to you in proximity. So if you're in an area of town that you're not familiar with, you got to meet a client for coffee, you can open Go Local Boom and it's going to show you where the closest coffee shop is that's locally owned and whether or not they have Wi-Fi. It's a pretty great resource.
It is great.